We are learning Mesechtes Chulin Daf Hey Amud Beis, and we are starting from the bottom line of Daf Hey Amud Aleph. The bottom line, Vahamahalcha Nafka. The Braisa brought the Mekar from Mumar, Lahitis Amur, from the word Mikem. And the Gemara is going to ask that we have a different drasha, a different pasuk that excludes a Mumar. Right? The Gemara, Vahamahalcha Nafka, Mahasam Nafka. It's a different pasuk, a Tap Amud Beis. It says in the pasuk, Vim nefesh ech achas techta v'shkoga ma'ama oretz ba'asoy se'achas v'sashem ha'shloy se'asena v'oshem. This is a pasuk that's talking about the carbon chatos, and it says me'ama oretz, from the ama oretz, prat l'mumar. Tanakama says it's coming to say not everyone, a mumar cannot bring a carbon chatos. Rav Shimon Yosi Eimer, Rav Shimon, a different drasha. A third Rosh, it says this person didn't want to do the Aveira, but it happened v'shaygeg, and he did an Aveira. And it's masked like this, Hashav midiyasa maybe carbon. Someone who, if he would have known, wouldn't have done it, brings a carbon al shigasa. Ain't Hashav midiyasa, someone who punked it v'shaygeg, but if he would have known, he would have done it on purpose, ain't a maybe carbon al shigasa. And we said, what's the difference between the Tanakhama and Rav Shimon Yosi? They're both saying that a mumar, someone who usually does things on purpose, he cannot bring a carbon. He cannot bring a carbon chatas. So the Tanakhama says the reason is because it says, me'am aretz prat l'mumar. Rav Shimon Yosi says the reason is because he's not shav midiyasa. So what's the nafkamina between them? They're just different drashas? It's a whole sugya in Hyrius to try to figure out what the nafkamina is. Agamar picks one of them. Vamrav Avnuna. Mumar lecho chayla v'hevi carbon adam ikka b'nayu. The nafkmina will be is like this, that he's a mumar about eating chaylev, and he's bringing now a carbon on dam that he ate b'shaykh. So according to the Tanakhama, such a case, you'll be disqualified because he's a mumar. He's a mumar lechaylev, so he can't bring carbon on dam. But according to Rav Shimon, you'll be able to bring the carbon because he's on dam, he's shav midiyasa. He doesn't eat dam on purpose, so if he ate it, he brings the carbon. Mashenki chaylev, that's where he's the mumar. So that would be nafkamina between Tanakhama and Rav Shimon. Again, Tanakhama holds that you're a mumar, you're disqualified. So I'm mumar chaylev, I can't bring carbon on dam. According to Rav Shimon, l'maisa is shav midiyasa on dam, therefore he can bring it. I'm going to ask you a very simple question. Until now, we said the only time you disqualify for carbon is you're mumar chatar kulo. Or, two big ones, Shabbos and Avizara. Here it sounds like being Mumar L'Chelev alone is enough of a disqualification. So Taisus, the Maskel Me'am Aretz, asked this Kasha, and he has a few Mahalchim. If you look at the Rosh Yosef from the Prima Garden, has a Sefer on Chum called Rosh Yosef, he has big three Shittas in the Sugya in the Rishonim. We'll speak at one Teretz to the Kasha, and then we'll speak at another one, not from Taisus. But Taisus says, Reitam Shitta is that the case was here, he was a Mumar L'Chelev Tarakula except for Dam. That was the case. He was a mumar l'chayla tarakula besides v'dam. And when it comes to mumar l'chayla tarakula, a lot of acharonim learned, we're showing them, if you're roiv mitzvah already, it's called mumar l'chayla tarakula. So he's a mumar l'chayla tarakula over here, but besides v'dam. So according to Tanakhama, he's disqualified, he's a mumar l'chayla tarakula. According to Rav Shimon, it has to be a shiloh shav miyadiyasa. And l'maysa on dam, he doesn't eat dam. He's very makbar on dam. And therefore, he could bring a carbon on dam. That's enough kamina, but we're not. This Maniyama holds like that. Others say that the Taisus Malachorin Tam. I'll pick up from the Rishonim, the Rav, but other Rishonim say a little different Mahalach. They say like this, that the Gemara's Kasha is bottom line like this. Of course, maybe this Tanakhama is different than our Tana of the Mesa. The Kasha is like this, that Lemaisa from Ma'amar, it's a Kavachayim. If you learn Ma'amar, it's Prat Lemumar Echad, you learn it all of a real Mumar. The Kasha is, what do you mean by Kem for? Have Ma'amar, it's Prat Lemumar. Okay, you learn Mumar means one person, one Avera, you learn Mumar, a lot of Averas, it's not the point. The point of the Gemara's Kasha is, we have a Pasuk Ma'amar, it's, what do you need a Kem for? That's the Ikka Kasha of the Gemara anyway. And for the Gemara, this pasuk me'am aretz is by chatos. The pasuk me'kem is by oila. You need by both of them that he's disqualified from chatos, disqualified from oila. Why do you need that? V'tzrichi. The yeshvi chatos, if you tell me by chatos that he's disqualified from chatos, m'shum del kaparuhu. Chatos comes by kapara. It's a kapara. And his das is to go do amaze it again. We don't allow him to have a kapara. He punked to the shaykh. We don't allow him to have a kapara. A guy who's a person who's amaze it. So by chatos, we're not going to have a chatos. Aval oila the dairenu, emel kavamine. But oila, which is a dairen, he's not getting a kapara. Maybe we'll allow. The yeshvi oila, we say he can't bring oila, m'shum lav chiyuvihu. He can't bring an oil because it's not a chiyuv. We don't accept presents from Rishom. Zevach, Rishom, Teva. We don't accept presents from Rishom. Avachatas, the chiyuv, avachatas, the chiyuv. Why should we let the guy gain on a chiyuv. It's choyt a nisker. He's gaining money. They can accept a chatos or a oila from a mumar. So now, ad kan, the sugya of mumar, and like we're coming out, is that a mumar of Arizar is out, a mumar of Shabbos Fahesia is out, and a mumar of Tarakula is out, mumar of Echad would be kosher halacha lemaisa for the shechita. Now, Gemara just wants to know, we learned from Minah Behema, with Darshan, Minah Behema means the Marba, people act like a Behema. The Gemara is going to ask, the Alachara, not always does Behema mean a bad thing, a derogatory term. It says in the Pasuk, Odomu Behema to Shia Hashem. Hashem should save the Odomu Behema. Now, what is Odomu Behema? What's Odomu Behema? We say this a lot of times by Mincha on Shabbos, Koscha, Kahare, Kale, Mishwatecha, Toim Rabah, Odomu Behema to Shia Hashem. What do you mean, Behema? So the Gemara says, "Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav Merav, what's Taich? El bnei Adam shein arumim gadas. They are like Adam Arisha, and they are very, very smart. Umesim matzvik behema, and they make themselves like behema, which means they are a big onav. They hold themselves very low, like a behema. They are onav, even though they are so smart and so and speak chacham. Still, they consider like behema. That's what it means. It's a shvach. It's a praise." To them, Adam behem to Shia Hashem. Adam who acts like a behemoth to Shia Hashem. Hashem should save them. They are very chashiv. So you see, behema is lashon of chashivos. So how do you know mina behema means poisha Yisrael? So tomorrow I'll tell you the difference. Very simple. Hashem says Adam behema. Says Adam behema. That's why we know the taich behema in a praiseworthy term. Mashenkein behema luchodai is different. Hacha behema luchodai. Here's behema by itself, and therefore it's different. Hacha behema luchodai ksev. You see, V'achsev is in the pasuk that also lavoi v'zerati is base Israel zera Adam zera behema. That Hashem, end of the days, Hashem is going to make the people multiply. Side is zera Adam and side is zera behema. And the taich in the pasuk is like the Moran says Masech L'Saita, zera Adam are the tzaddikim, zera behema are the people amaratzim. They're like Korov, like Shonov, like Shomos Mirchamim. They didn't learn Chumash. They didn't learn Mishnayis. They didn't go to Shiurim. Alav Akosvayim Avizurati is based on zera Adam zera behema. Kloima Chachamim vaHaburim. Both the Chachamim and the amaratzim kulum Ezraim lefroisim l'arabayisam. As Rashi says, I'm going to multiply them all. But you see, we call even next to Adam, we say behema means a derogatory term. So the Gemara, yeah, Hashem ha chalkei kra zera adam l'chov zera behem l'chov. It separated them. Therefore, you can tie behema to be a derogatory term. So the Gemara writes the siman niklaf. That's a siman to the first list of amrayim here. Amrav Chanon, Amrav Yaakov Eidi. The nun is Chanon. Amrav Yaakov Eidi is the kuf. Yaakov. Amrav Yeshua Levi is the lamed. Meshubar Kapara is the kuf. Is the fei from Kapara the fei. That's who it is on Maroyim. We'll see in a second what it's talking about. We're going back to the sugya of Kutim, of the Kusi. A Kusi were this nation from Kuta who came to Shomron, and they first were Goyim. Lamai said they weren't behaving, and the Gerei, the Arayis came, the lions came, and then they became Gerim. And it's Machloikis, the Gemara Gerim, Emes Gerim Arayis. Most Tanoim Maroyim hold Gerim Emes. They consider Yidin. And we had a whole Shalik, because they do Shechita. So we said before, there were a few pshatim in our Mishnah that have added they could do shechita as long as someone's watching them because they are chashud alufnei iver leisita mechshol and therefore they might do a bad shechita for someone else. For themselves, they're makbaran shechita. So until now, if you have a kusi making a shechita with someone else watching them, it would be a kosher shechita. Why? They are considered yidin. They're considered yidin. So Amar Rav Chanan, Amar Yaakov Eidi, Amar Rav Yeshua Levi, Mishra Kapara, Rav Gamil obeis dino nimlu ashkiz kusi vasrua. They made up Rav Gamil, Beis Dina Rashi says, was the son of Rabbeinu, Rav Yehuda Anasi, the son of Rabbeinu HaKadosh. This was later on, the end of the Tanoim, right before the Amoraim, Rav Gamil and his Bezins came along, and they made a Psak Halacha, that Shchitas Kusi is Aser. Why is it Aser? We'll see later on. The reason is because they found them being Oved of Edizara, therefore, they made them into Goyim Gemurim. They consider Goyim, and therefore, we know a Goyim Shchitas is no good. Therefore, Shchitas Kusi is no good, even if someone watches them. That's Pasha Pshah in the Gemara. And that's what Yaakov Eidi said. Rav Zera wasn't sure about this. Only Rav Zera, Rabbi Yaakov Eidi. Rav Zera turned to his Rabbi Yaakov Eidi. He says, "Shema lo shama Rabbi elik shein shol emin lagabov." You sure you heard it that way? Maybe they meant to say, if there's no yisrael emin lagabov, that is when it's not a good shechita. Amalei. So Rabbi Yaakov Eidi tells his Talmud, "Domi harabon kolay gamri enchi." Shmaitza. It looks like you never learned before. Because you think I have to have a whole memra to tell you that ain't emel gabav is no good? That's basically a Mishnah. That the way we learned the Mishnah, if that ain't emel gabav. So of course, ain't emel gabav, of course it's a pasul shchita. I'm telling you, with emel gabav, it's a pasul shchita because he's sitting like a guy. So did Rav Zera accept what Rav Yaakov Idi's Rebbe told him or not? Kibla minei or like kibla minei? Was he mekabel from his Rebbe or not? Tasha ma, Omar Rav Nachman Yitzchak, Omar Rav Asi, ani re'isiyas Rav Yechanan, I saw Rav Yechanan, she'ochal meshchitas kusi. I saw Rav Yechanan himself eating from meshchitas kusi. In a case where it was Omer Lagabov, or a case where he gave it to him to eat, he saw him eating from meshchitas kusi. Rav Asi, remember this, Rav Asi himself, Rav Asi also ochal meshchitas kusi. We'll get back to that tomorrow from Unasev Balamar. But Rav Asi also ate from Shchitas Kusi. Vetoybe Rav Zera, and Rav Zera, who's his Talmud of Rav Yidi, he was like wondering, what's Pshat they ate from this? And he was and he had a Shiloh also. He wondered why they were eating it. He wasn't sure exactly what the reason was. So Vetoybe Rav Zera, Loi Shmiya Luhu, is a Pshat they never heard about this Takon of Rav Gamil? Do you have a Shmiya Luhu of Makabalah? They would have Makabalah. If they would have heard about the Kana, they would have makabled that was true. Maybe they heard about it, but they would have makabled. Hold the pasul nafshei. After the Zera to himself said, it must be mistava shmielu lekablu. It must be they heard it, but they were makabled. The isakadat loy shmielu, because if you say they didn't hear it, and if they would have heard it, we have a shmielu have makabulile. So it means really they're making a mistake. They're eating something wrong because if they would have known about it, they wouldn't have eaten. So then, how could it be that they ate an iser? We'll see later on in a few blot that a behema of tzaddikim, the behema of a pichas bayar, wouldn't eat machalos asuros. They won't have a takal al yadam by machalos asuros. Think tzaddikim will by mistake eat something not kosher? And like the bottom Tosafot speaks out, it's only a kasha when it comes to midah achila because that's a gnai for tzaddik dog also. But there's other mistakes that chasham happen to a tzaddik, and that wouldn't be a kasha. Like the case with one of the tanoim by mistake paskan or idzayim that chayav misa. In other cases, ayin Tosafot, the bottom Tosafot. But in any case, Rav Zera said it must be they heard of it and didn't hold of it because if they didn't hear of it and they would have held of it, so then that wouldn't happen at takala. Now zok the gemara, what's the raya? Now it's a raya that Rav Zera was masking to Rav Yaakov Idi about takana on top of Avon Aleph. If he never was makabel at the shusha takana, lishli lay, let him answer the wonderment on Rav Yechanan. Kan kishol en ragabav, kan kishol en ragabav. That Rav Yechanan's case was we saw was watching. Masha inkein Rav Yaakov Idi and Rav Gamil talking about ein shol en ragabav. Teretz is. Obviously, he was makabel that there was a real gzera over here, and therefore he was wondering what happened to the gzera. It was a gzera. We said today, not anymore. No such thing. They're not allowed to eat anymore from the shchitas kusi, and therefore he wondered what's behind them, like upon him. That's what comes out in the cheshbon of Rav Zera. So far we have right now is Rav Gamil Beis Dino with nimnu al shchitas kusi v'asura, even by the gabov. They made them into goyim. What's pshak pshat? My time at Gozer Buhu Rabbanon. Why were they Gozer? Ki hod Rav Shim ben Eloza Shadri Rav Meir. This is a story that happened before Rav Gamil's days. Rav Meir sent Rav Shimon ben Eloza La Asuye Chamra ben Beikusoy. He sent Rav Meir to bring wine from the Beikusoy. Askre Hu Saba, while Rav Shimon ben Eloza was going there, a older man found Rav Shimon Eloza going to get wine for Rav Meir. And this Saba usually means a yo, and I'll be like Tap Taisa says, yo. But he says he can't say that, but Pashim is a yo, and Avi. Amalei, a yo, and Avi told Shimon Eloza, he quoted him the Pasuk in Mishlei, v'samto sakin b'loyecho and bal nefesh ata. If you're bal nefesh, put a knife by your throat, or it means by your jaw, which means don't drink this wine if you're bal nefesh. And Shimon Eloza went back. Holokav Shimon Eloza, the sofer dvarim lefer ameir, the sipar dvarim lefer ameir, and he told over ameir what happened. I met the older man. He said, "Don't go there." And Rameir understood the reason. The reason was because the where he was going to get the wine, that part of the kusim they used to do avodah zarah. But we'll see in a second. Sipar dvarim lefer ameir. Because of my time, over Rav Nachman Yitzchok, the mus yoyna mots lembereish harigrizim. So you ate the ma'isa. It was found that these kusim were doing avodah zarah. Now, even though it wasn't the whole kusim, it was a certain sect of the kusim that were doing this avodah zarah. They had a ziyana avodah zarah, If you look at the Tosfos, the Maaseh Barosh, where's what's a Yaina? It says be Medrash Sok Tosfos Yesh Shehi Avodah Shechovim Shehitman Yaakov Takas Ha'ila Bahar Shechem. That this is the Avodah Zarah that was hidden by Yaakov Avinu after Shechem. So the Yidden took all the booty from Shechem, all the everything from Shechem. They took all the stuff, all the money from there, and some stuff of Avodah Zarah. So Yaakov buried it under Ha'ila in Shechem, and this was near Har Gerizim, as Rashi says in Chumash. The Shechem was by Har Gerizim. So that's the Shaykhah. So it says Har Gerizim over here. That's how we know, Tosfos knows it's from that, from Shechem. And they were doing Avodah Zarah. So Maaseh was only a very small part. So why you make Gzeira? Rameir Tamei the Chayesh Miyuta. The Gaza Ruba Ot Miyuta. Rameir Letamei holds that the Chayesh Miyuta. Rameir is a Masechtas Yevamos. Where there it says a cotton can't do even. Why not? Because maybe he'll end up being a Sris. He'll be sterile and they won't be a good Yivam, and what's the chance of being a Sris? Teretz Rameh is Chayesh Samyuta. Since Chayesh Samyuta, he said, you know what? I am disqualifying all Kusim now. But God's a Ruba Otu Miyuta. Otu Miyuta. And Ragamil Beis Dina Namik Rameh Esvile. And Ragamil Beis Dinoi, who came after Rameh, they came and established with more force the Takan of Rameh. Rameh was the first one to do it, but wasn't the Kubal and Klai Yisrael. Came Rav Gamil, and he made the Takana based on Rameir Shita, which is what we're worried about over the Vezara, and made them into Goyim. And Rameh Shem, and tomorrow Shir, we'll say, Pashto the Crow, we'll start from there. What's behind this possible? Like upon right now, we're holding that they turned the Kusim into Goyim. Why? Because he found that they were over the Vezara, they were over this the Mus Yoina of Har Gerizim, even though it wasn't the whole Kusim, but Lamais was a Miet, and Rameir's Chayash Muta came Rav Gamil, and Rameir already asked it, but it wasn't a takana for Gans Klai Yisrael yet. It wasn't a kubel yet. Kum Rav Gamil made the takana for Gans Klai Yisrael. The kusim, their wine. The truth is that Rav Gamil even added on more than it. Rav Meir just said their wine is no good. Their wine is no good. Comes Rav Gamil and says their shchit is no good as well. So it was more than just not being. I don't know if it was mekubel or not. It was more than that. Rav Gamil added on. Rav Meir came and said the wine is no good. Rav Gamil came and said more, the shechit is no good. So he really added on to Takana. He said more than just the wine. He added on the shechit is no good. We'll see more in the Gemara later on about that, more of detail of that there really were two Takanas to cover. There was the Takana of wine, and then there was a Takana of shechit. Yet Shem, we'll start again for tomorrow, and we'll see Vaita about that.